Good morning. Mostly cloudy skies and even some scattered showers across parts of interior New York and New England early this morning. So some folks waking up to a wet ground and will need the wipers on the way into work this morning. We'll continue to see scattered showers throughout the day as that front, which brought us a change from the heat and humidity late last week and pushed off to the south through the weekend, starts to head back our way. Still, though, the humidity will be in check, especially for the first half of the day today before it starts to creep up later. Again, clouds will still be around, though, as that front makes an approach back toward us from the south. Temperatures, though, will reach into the upper 70s and lower 80s. With the front continuing to progress in our direction tonight, we'll continue with the clouds, increasing mugginess overnight tonight with additional scattered showers and perhaps a rumble of thunder. Lows will be back into the 60s to around 70. The front will continue to press to the north tomorrow toward the Canadian border. The result will be more clouds and increased humidity, and we run the risk at more showers and thunderstorms from time to time. Warmer air will flow in, but it will be negated by the cloud cover, and temperatures will stay in the lower 80s. A cool front associated with the same system will push through early morning on Wednesday with some clouds, perhaps a shower, though increasing sunshine during Wednesday afternoon with the humidity falling back off, high temperatures around 80. Mostly sunny, comfortable humidity, and cooler weather as high pressure builds in for the day on Thursday and sticks around into the day on Friday, highs both days in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Another disturbance will work its way toward us for the weekend and will introduce another chance at a few showers and thunderstorms with highs back into the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Upper Great Lakes and Upper Mississippi Valley into Kansas and western Missouri. Low-level moisture return ahead of a cold front combined with surface heating should result in a moderately unstable air mass today with very strong instability possible over Iowa. Thunderstorm development should occur by early afternoon along the cold front into Iowa, although models suggest low-level convergence may be a bit weaker with the southward extent along the cold front. The stronger instability may compensate for the weaker forcing to support thunderstorm development, especially across Iowa. Effective bulk shear is forecast to be the strongest over northern Wisconsin into western upper Michigan, with the potential for supercells in this region. This is the same area that should have the greatest tornado potential today. Effective bulk shear southward along the front will range from 30 knots to 35 knots, suggesting a mixed storm mode with hail and damaging winds the primary threats. The last report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Anderson, Mariana Island, in Guam at 11:56 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Passo di Giovi in Italy at 9:31 a.m. on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 46 degrees with a west-southwest wind at 21 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 45 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 56, 73% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 115 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 31 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 62, the average temperature 74, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 3.92 inches, which is 1.13 inches above normal, and 27.34 inches for the year, which is 5.98 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 9 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 298, and 490 for the year. The average high temperature at Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62, the record high 102 set in 1926, and the record low 47 in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m., sunset this evening 8:26 p.m., 14 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, scattered showers, and possibly a thunderstorm today, especially closer to the Lake George area, highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy and becoming more muggy tonight with scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm and lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy, becoming more muggy tonight with scattered showers and storms and lows near 70. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm and highs around 80. Mostly cloudy and becoming more muggy tonight with scattered showers and, again, possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy and becoming more muggy tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 60s to around 70. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy and becoming more muggy tonight with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, good chance at showers, possibly a thunderstorm, much more humid, otherwise cloudy in the lower 80s. Clouds in the morning Wednesday, then increasing sun around 80. Mostly sunny, pleasantly cooler on Thursday in the upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Friday. And a couple of showers and thunderstorms possible over the weekend in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.